They are also mentioned to have appeared differently in a form which filled the whole horizon, in the form of a dove or a pigeon. They are just expressions of some existence. That existence is not, cannot be observed by naked eye, because a thing which is rarer than light cannot reflect light, and that which cannot reflect light cannot be seen. So first understand the reality of angels. There are certain forces like radiation here. In various forms there is radiation which is carrying the messages of pictures in television and some voices and songs and music and everything. But you don't observe them unless you want to observe them through a set suitable for that reception. Similarly, angels are a power, an existence no doubt, but not in the form known to you, or in a form which can be visualized by you. Even a radiation cannot be truly, correctly visualized, even today, by the scientists. They have many opinions. They just create models of understanding, yet they don't know what radiation is. So how can you visualize angels? How can they appear to you? Only they can appear in some form which is known to you, and a form which should not scare you normally. If they appear in the form of human beings, then they won't scare you, then they will listen to them, they will appear to be of your kind. So their appearance in the form of human beings is in fact the best way they should appear, they should have appeared. Moreover, it makes the concept of angels, the religious concept of angels, distinct from the fairy tale. If religion, true religion I mean, was the creation of one's mind, then angels should have been painted in that religion according to the fairy tales that were created by man. In the history of irreligious people who are not speaking from God, whenever they imagine other beings, they imagine in a completely different form to what actually appeared to the truly religious people. So the appearance of angels like they appeared in the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa is a positive proof that it was not the flight of fancy which was creating them. It was a phenomena different from the ordinary from phenomena of weaving of tales. They appeared to be just like other human beings, not something supernatural. And when they disappeared, only then it was realized that it was an apparition and not a reality in the sense that there was no reality of shape. It was only a reality of existence that they observed.